Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
Good morning. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Distance running has gained in popularity in recent years, and opportunities to compete in running events have increased in response. In particular, half marathons have become widely popular, with the number of finishers in U.S. half marathons growing from about 300,000 in 1990 to almost 2 million in 2014. Here in the Four Corners area, runners will have the opportunity to participate in the second annual Cowboy Half Marathon, which takes place in the beautiful Mancos Valley on May 16th. Joining me here in the KSJD studio this morning is Ben Hahn. He's the race director for the Cowboy Half Marathon. He's also president of the Mancos Project. Ben was a two-time NCAA All-American for cross country and track at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania. He is currently the head coach for track and cross country at Cortez Middle School and has also coached professional distance running athletes. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, why do you think distance running is becoming more and more popular?
Well, I think that it's always been popular. I think it's been a part of just kind of human evolution. You know, there's books, Born to Run, lots of different speakers that go around the country talking about this. But in general, we were different peoples. We moved across the globe throughout history. And so it's just kind of ingrained in us. And I think when you live in an area like we do in the Four Corners here, between the trails and Forest Service roads that we have easy access to, it just kind of makes you get up and get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're certainly one of the oldest sports that we've probably done as a species.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the half marathon. You know, people talk about 5Ks and 10Ks. How does a half marathon compare, and why do you think it's such a popular running event right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, the 5K is done a lot. There's a lot of local 5Ks and some great events. But the half marathon is interesting because a lot of people are eyeing up doing a full marathon. And they look at that as almost a life goal. Like, someday I'd like to run a full marathon. And that can be daunting, 26.2 miles, even for an active population like we have here in the Four Corners. But the half marathon seems to be that right distance where it's still an accomplishment. It's a half marathon. You had to work for that. You had to train for that. But it's also doable. And so somebody who's only got 4 to 6 weeks maybe to train, they can put some work in and they can accomplish that goal, run a half marathon. So I think to answer your question, it's an accomplishment, a stepping stone perhaps for the full marathon.
Okay. Now, in preparing for this interview, I read a statistic that 61% of half marathon finishers in 2014 were women. That was kind of surprising. I expected it to be pretty evenly split, or maybe more men than women. Why do you know anything about why women are participating more and more in half marathons?
Yeah, that's an interesting question and something I actually think about a lot. You know, looking at the demographics from last year, our first annual Mancos Cowboy Half Marathon, the majority of participants were women. And we had some very competitive women. And looking into that, I was curious about the same question. And turns out, as we get longer in the distance, as we move up from half marathon to marathon, even to the ultra levels, which are anything over a marathon, by the way, anything over 26.2 is what we'll call ultra, women start to close the gap on men's performances. And that's really interesting. And I've looked at some different theories, and someone says that perhaps, again, with the evolutionary upbringing, women's capabilities to deal with childbirth and maybe perhaps having to keep moving while raising or rearing a child, they've been able to handle this pain, tolerance, perhaps. And these are all theories, but
sure.
It's one thing that's been brought up, and it makes sense to me. And so the longer we go, you'll see women start to perform as good and in some cases actually beat the men at longer distances. Really interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Ben Hahn. He's the race director for the Cowboy Half Marathon that's coming up in Mancos on May 16th. He's also the president of the Mancos Project. Now, the Mancos Project, Ben, is your business for training professional runners, professional athletes. Talk a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit about your experience with training.
Yeah, so I've been coaching athletes for a few years now. You know, I'm now the head coach of cross country and track team at the Cortez Middle School. But the last couple of years, my main focus was the Mancos Project, and we actually trained college distance runners as well as professional distance runners. We've actually hosted athletes from France, Canada, and other international countries here in Mancos and the Four Corners. You may have seen some of us running around in our short shorts and wondering who those people were. And so, yeah, I've had some great experience working with these athletes, international athletes, and obviously the goals were much higher than some of our middle school runners, but the concepts are the same. Mm-hmm. It's still training. It's still developing those aerobic systems, and been really fortunate enough to have those experiences.
How is it different working with the middle school kids versus these international, you know, professional athletes?
Yeah. Well, you need to have a much bigger aspect of fun with the middle school. And so that's been my attitude. Yeah, we're serious. Yes, we're going to be competitive, but it's middle school. Let's have some fun, because my goal is to keep them running, keep them interested in the sport. And then by the time they come up to the high school, which we've got a great program up there, they're ready to compete. And at that point, I think you kind of turn up the seriousness a little bit. So we can try to keep it fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Training for a half marathon, you said earlier that you can really start to train 4 to 6 weeks out. That seems like a pretty short time period. I mean, we're in that range right now. Right. So someone could start training right now and then participate in the Cowboy Half Marathon. Talk a little bit about how you train. If I wanted to start training right now for a half marathon, what are some things that I should start to be doing, obviously, besides getting out and running?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, for those of you out there that are interested in that question as well, I'd actually even offer that if you're looking at training for the Mancos Cowboy Half Marathon on May 16th and you don't know where to start, you can send me an email at mancosproject@gmail.com and I'll actually customize a training plan for you for free. What that's going to entail is probably starting off with just 2 to 3 runs that first week, just trying to get some miles under your belt. And the most common mistake with starting any training plan is starting up too fast and too much, and that's how you get hurt. So I'd be real careful to ease you in gradually, give you the work that you need to be able to complete the distance, 13.1 miles, but at the same time keeping those injury risks low. And it is that simple, getting on your feet, alternate days, days off. And then what I would say is in 4 to 6 weeks, we try to get up to a run of about 8 miles on 1 week. We'll run an 8 mile run. And at that distance, that lets you know I can run 8 miles in training. When we get to the race, when there's aid services there, there's water, there's people cheering you, just the kind of event atmosphere will get you to cover those last couple miles.
Yeah, I'm sure it feels a lot different in a race environment than it does just running around training.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's feeling the same pain. That's what it comes down to. So there is a community there at the events and within distance running.
Yeah. Well, if you're just tuning in this morning, I'm talking with Ben Hahn. He's the race director for the Cowboy Half Marathon that's happening in the Mancos Valley on May 16th. I'm Tom Yoder. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Ben Hahn. He's the race director for the Cowboy Half Marathon. And that's going to be happening in the Mancos Valley on May 16th. Let's talk a little bit about that event. Ben, obviously the Mancos Valley is a beautiful place. Where does the Cowboy Half Marathon go? Where does the course take us?
Yeah, so we start right in Mancos at Boyle Park, which is right downtown. And we run out Weber Canyon, which if you've never been to Mancos, a beautiful canyon, kind of sweeping views of the valley, Mesa Verde, and the La Plata's. We run out and back course. And one thing I'd like to mention, especially for runners in this area, over 60% of the course is on dirt road. So you're not going to be banging the pavement this whole race. It's a nice scenic route, 60% dirt road, and it's out and back on Weber Canyon. Great views.
All right. Now, this is your second year doing the Cowboy Half Marathon. Let's talk a little bit about the field last year. You had a pretty good field, pretty good turnout last year. What were some of the times like, and who was running last year?
Yeah. So last year, I didn't know what to expect. I put some prize money up. I knew that we had a nice, competitive, challenging course, and I had a lot of events going on between the music and the vendors. But it turns out we got a very competitive field. We had athletes coming from Albuquerque, from the Front Range, Colorado, Colorado Springs. We had people coming as far away as New Jersey, came out to Manchester race. And the winning mile time was about 107, which is very fast for our course. Course is challenging. It's not a pancake flat, you know, downhill the whole way type of course, which I know most half marathons are. But I just kind of figured that's not our style out here in Colorado. You know, we wanted an authentic course. It's challenging. It's got some dirt road and some great views. And I think that's really the Colorado experience that we're trying to give. So, yeah, it's competitive. And we had a lot of fun last year, really. A lot of fun.
You said the winning time was an hour 7 minutes, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. How does that compare to other half marathons? Is that a slower time given the elevation changes and where we're at?
Yeah, it's you know, that athlete in particular, his name was Steven, and he had won the Baltimore Marathon the last 2 years, I believe. So we're talking about an elite athlete who competes all across the nation and even international races. And for him to come, his personal best, to give you an example, was about 62 minutes. So to run 5 minutes slower, that lets you know, you know, what the elevation was doing to him. So yeah, we see a wide range of athletes.
Yeah. Now, what's the prize purse like? I mean, are you awarding top three spots, or how does that work?
Yep. So we reward prize money to the top three male and female. Mm-hmm. athletes. And so last year we had about 75 participants. So, you know, if you're a competitive athlete in your area, even within your region here, you've got a real good chance to actually crack into that top three. And prize money this year, I've been kind of a little hesitant to announce because we're trying to see what kind of sponsorship we have.
Okay.
But it's worth your time. It's not a you know, a little gift certificate somewhere. we're paying cash here for our prize winners.
All right. It's the real deal.
Yeah.
How can people sign up? And then also talk a little bit about what people can expect just over the weekend.
Yeah. So sign up is on our website, which is cowboyhalfmarathon.com. And half is written out, H-A-L-F. So you go to cowboyhalfmarathon.com. The race is on May 16th in Mancos. And it starts at 9 a.m., by the way, this year. Last year, we started at 10 a.m. A lot of my athletes and competitors said, we want to start a little earlier. We did make that change. So note that it's at 9 a.m. What you can expect is we're going to have live music. We got Neil Nelson and the Saloonatics this year from Durango.
Nice.
Really popular band. And with their world-renowned bassist, Jimmy Largent. lucky to get him. And Neil Nelson at the event. Also, we've got Mancos Brewery doing the beer this year at the beer tent. And so between the vendors, the live music, the beer tent, it's really shaping up to be a fun event to bring the whole family to. And once again, that's May 16th. Get all the information at cowboyhalfmarathon.com.
All right. Now, you were talking earlier about how people can get a hold of you if they want to start training and get kind of a customized kind of feel for how to proceed. But what about a half marathon strategy? Do you have anything you want to throw out there to people? Like, how do you win a half marathon? Yeah. What is your strategy?
Well, to win, it's a lot different than finishing it, you know, and I would say that, so it'd be kind of a two-part answer. The first, for someone who's just trying to finish it, accomplish the distance, the strategy would be to start off very slow. I've even had some folks who started their very first one where they'll do a series of kind of run 3 minutes, walk 1 minute, run 3 minutes, walk 1 minute, or some kind of combination like that for the first half. And then if they feel well, run on the way back. So that'd be a strategy to start easy, and then you'll have a little extra gas in the tank to finish. For those athletes who are looking to actually win the race, the strategy would be to maintain contact with the leaders, which is no easy task. I've run in some of those types of races, and you do all you can just to hang on to that lead group. And then you wait till about maybe a mile or two to go, and you look for some sign of wavering up there at the front of the pack. Guy's looking around, he's breathing extra little hard. And then when you make your move, to kind of put that final dagger in. Don't look back. Don't breathe hard. Do it. Make it look as easy as possible, and take the mental aspect out of them. It is a little bit of a chess match there right at the end.
Yeah, distance running has always been very interesting to watch and to see if, you know, there's always the people who start off really strong and then kind of falter. And then there's those people who, like you said, they just kind of keep their eye on that leader and keep chipping away at it.
That kind of brings up an interesting fact. You know, in Europe, a lot of the athletes will run an even pace throughout the race. In the United States, we have a real strong tendency to start off way too fast and then blow up is what we'll call it, blow up about halfway. Right. And then if you look at the Division I college cross-country championships, you'll notice certain teams, especially Colorado, will finish very strong. Almost looks like they're sprinting. But if you actually look at the splits, they ran even pace.
So that's interesting. Wow. Well, Ben, thanks for being here this morning. It was great talking with you.
Yeah, thank you as well. And always love listening to KSJD and appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. That's Ben Hahn. He's the race director for the Cowboy Half Marathon that's happening on May 16th there in Mancos. You can go to cowboyhalfmarathon.com
That's right.
to find out more information and to sign up. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.